J-E-L-L-O.
The Jell-O program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra. The orchestra opens the program with Fine and Dandy. June is the month of weddings, and here's a special hint for June brides. In planning your first menus, have Jell-O often for dessert. For all men, like everybody else, enjoy Jell-O's extra-rich fruit flavor. You can serve Jell-O in hundreds of different ways, in salads as well as desserts. And on each package, you'll find one or more helpful new Jell-O recipes. And here's another grand thing about Jell-O. It's so easy to make. Why, it takes no time at all to turn out a dessert that looks as if you'd worked hours over it. Remember that Jell-O is a great help in making your menus deliciously different. And always keep a supply of Jell-O on hand. But when you order Jell-O, be sure you get the real thing. Genuine Jell-O. Look for the big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O. That was Fine and Dandy, played by the orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you a man who looks twice as good as ever before, but oh, how he looked before, Jack Benny.
Well, sir, hello again. This is Jack Benny talking, and thanks, Don. Thanks very much for the compliment, if it was.
Well, Jack, I couldn't help observing how rapidly you've improved since your illness. Really, it's amazing.
Oh, there's nothing unusual about it, Don. We Bennies are a sturdy family. You know, very unlollipoppy.
Oh, yes, Jack, you certainly are the picture of health.
I feel good, too, and you know what's been doing it, don't you? Plenty of fresh air and exercise.
Well, that's news to me. Do you really go in for exercise?
Oh, passionately. Why, I'm on my third rowing machine. By the way, Don, where are the next Olympic Games?
In Japan in 1940.
Gee, I wish they were sooner.
You know, Jack, I had no idea you were such an athlete.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, tell me, Jack, just what is your formula in the pursuit of muscular stimulation?
Well, I... what is that, Don?
I say, what do you do for exercise?
Oh. Well, Don, the first thing in the morning, I fling back the covers and jump out of bed. Then I do my breathing exercises.
What's that?
I smell my breakfast. By that time, I'm ready for my... hello, Kenny.
Hello, Jack. What are you fellas talking about?
Exercises that have been filling him up.
Oh, exercises. I train her.
You have? What does he do for you, Kenny?
Oh, he takes me for a run through the park, and then he makes me jump through hoops, and after that he makes me balance the ball on my nose.
But, Kenny, you've got an animal trainer.
What?
An animal trainer.
Well, he certainly did wonders for me.
He did, huh?
You should see me bury a bone.
Kenny, you're positively silly.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've got a smart brother, and he's starving to death.
Oh. Well, I surrender. Oh, say, Don, what's the matter with Phil? He's standing over there by himself. Why doesn't he join us?
Well, you know, Jack, he's probably embarrassed about that wristwatch incident last week.
Oh, well, he should be, giving me a watch for Christmas present and not keeping up the payments.
Oh, you should worry.
Yeah, say, what's a watch to me? I can always call up Central, find out what time it is.
Sure.
Of course, I'll look funny walking around with a telephone on my wrist.
build a booth around it, and nobody will see it.
That's right, that's right. And I can hang the phone book on my ear. Imagine me walking around with my stomach full of nickels.
Well, if I were you, Jack, I wouldn't be angry at Phil. He didn't mean it.
Oh, I'm not mad at him, Don. I love Phil. But it's the principle of the thing. After all, you know, I've done a lot for that rat.
Well, take it from me, Jack. You feel pretty bad about it.
Bad enough to buy me a new watch?
No.
Oh, hello, Phil. Oh, hello. I didn't see you in back of that fist. How are you?
I'm all right. And I want to tell you, Jack, I'm sorry about that watch.
Oh, forget about it, Phil. You know the old saying, easy come, you can't keep it. Yes, sir.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Don. Hello, Phil. Hello, Kenny.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Joe.
Joe? Who's Joe?
My uncle. He's listening in.
Oh. Well, Mary, Mary, do you notice any change in me? How do I look?
You look swell, Jack. See, you're so tan and muscle-bound.
Muscle-bound? Why, Don told me I look better than I ever did.
Oh, Don's full of baloney.
Is that so?
Jack's full of nickels.
Listen, Mary, Don noticed a great improvement in me, and it's because I've been taking a lot of exercise. That's what's doing it.
That's nothing. I exercise, too, every morning.
You do? Well, tell me, Mary. Get this, Don. Tell me, Mary, what is your formula in the pursuit of muscular stimulation?
Do you want a specific retort, or shall I generalize?
Well!
Toy with that, big boy.
Isn't she clever tonight? I'd give my annuity for a snappy answer.